All right, welcome to today's interview here on Brighteon.com. We're in the mad science phase of doing interviews here, which is why you see this big digital microscope. And today we're joined by Dr. Jane Ruby, who sent a very interesting sample our way that appears to be a collection of things that are falling out of the sky onto some material that she collected and sent to us. And I just want to welcome Dr. Jane Ruby to the show today. Jane, it's just a pleasure to have you back on. Thank you for sending me this sample. Can't wait to show people what we have here under the microscope.
Well, Mike, it's always great to work with you. Thank you for having me and for being, you know, so gracious of willing to look at this stuff. I mean, I just wish more people were doing this all over the country. So thank you so much. It's really generous. I know you have other projects going on too.
Well, but this is incredibly fun and interesting. So let's just jump into the microscope image first so people understand what we're talking about. So to my crew, if you could show the microscope. So we're starting at 20x. And as we zoom in, we're going to start to see some very interesting artifacts and things here. So Jane, go ahead and describe to us what this is. I mean, what the sample was and how you came to acquire it. And let's start there.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been concerned for the last couple of years about the chemtrail story, the spraying from the ground, the spraying from above, and who's doing it. And it took me a year or so to come around. Well, I started to think that because our food supply is going to be subjected to this and our soils are so depleted, I started to, you know, do some proof of concept planting. I got a small area out, you know, under a patio in my home and maybe a little bit outside that I am growing herbs and small vegetables. And I was concerned about what's dropping in the sky. You can't really see it. So I thought I'd put these plastic greenhouse covers. They come with a little frame you put together, and then there's this thick plastic you can put over. They unzip and zip. So when it's really nice and sunny and clear, I unzip it. And when there's inclement weather, or especially overnight, we get sprayed heavily here in South Florida. I think the state of Florida is under a very serious attack from those that are doing this. We can talk more about that later. And so in the morning, we've been having very unusual repetitive fog. Now, I've been living here for 4 years. But my family's been here for over 40 years, and I've never seen fog this frequently. And they're very strange. They're orange-colored fogs. I live very close to the ocean, and in between the ocean and where I am is a large preserve. So I can see it coming off the ocean and, you know, toward the land. It's orange and yellow, these fogs, and sometimes they're at night. So what I did, Mike, was around early September, I got about two or three of these greenhouse plastics, and I put them over. They're, like I say, they're on a frame, so they're not touching the plants, but over the plants. And for about 6 months, they were dirty. I would try to rinse them with a hose. Nothing would come off. Then it got thicker and thicker. And I want to give a public shout out to our mutual friend and great patriot, Ann Vandersteel. She was over visiting with her family, and we were looking at the tarps on my patio. Now, these are not outside. They're on a patio that's screened in. So we both noted that you couldn't even see through this plastic. You couldn't see the plants anymore. And I went to unzip it, and I've posted this on my social media quite a bit lately, and you can see the contrast, these beautiful, bright green, beautiful leaves, you know, herbs, small vegetables, spinach. And then you couldn't even, then you zip it back and you couldn't see through it. So she said, let's call Mike Adams, because, you know, he might be interested in this. And I do thank you again for taking this on. So that's what everybody's looking at. You're looking at the magnification. I'll let Mike walk us through it.
Okay.
Of these plastic tarps.
So this is something that it was outside, but it was under cover, and this was protecting your plants. And then whatever is collecting on this plastic, and I have the plastic sheet right here, whatever's collecting on this is clearly coming out of the sky, this fog, this or whatever it is. Now, what I'm noticing on this, now go back to the microscope. This is 200x right now, okay? Now, we have a much stronger, well, let me zoom out and switch lenses, okay? So this next lens is capable of 2000x, but I have to adjust the field of focus here a little more. So back to that image there, okay? So I'm noticing lots of weird strands of things. So now we can start to really zoom in and see, you know, you see the hairs there on that dark blob. And then yep. you also see this white strand. Not sure what that is. I mean, I guess you could argue.
And Mike,
yeah?
I would look at that up above the dark object yeah. with the hair strand, that egg-like sphere, it's kind of yellow-whitish. You know, these yeah. we know that they're dropping parasites, parasite eggs, all kinds of vermin and their eggs.
Oh, holy cow. Look
at
that.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that?
I'm looking at this with you for the first time. That is stunning.
And it looks like it has a flagella tail. Do you see that? You see the black tail coming off of it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to crank up some more light here.
Are any of these, I know this is like in our real time.
Yes.
But are these dry or are these moving at all have you seen any? Oh, that's really gross.
No, any movement that you see is just probably air currents in the room. There you go. There's a really good shot of it. That looks like some kind of weird microscopic egg thing.
It looks like an egg. Look at how bulbous it is. And then in the top, I think at one point you had a different angle, and at the top there's like a black dot.
Well, I can use different light angles here on it. I have the ability to change the light, and also to put in some.
Oh wow! Look at that, Mike. It's
polarization.
Got a translucency. It's got a translucency under that one particular light.
I want to show this tail-like structure here. See if I can get some more light on that. There. I mean, at this.
Oh wow! It's got three parts like above it. It's got three round, sort of silvery dots. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do see that.
Can you incubate
there.
That?
I dare not. I've seen aliens. I don't. I don't think I want to. So this is just one interesting feature that we are looking at right now. And Jane, I got to say, every time I have you on, we find the weirdest stuff under the microscope. So let's zoom out, and let me turn the lights down a little bit here. And you tell me what else you want to look at, but I'm noticing something else here. You see this little microfiber? Let me zoom in.
I see a bunch of fibers in the upper right quadrant, and I see more of those orb-like egg-shaped things, but...
Here we go. Okay.
Mm. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. You have more of these egg things. I'm not going to call them eggs, but...
Well...
Wow.
Egg-shaped. I mean, come on. What is that, right? What is that?
Oh, boy.
So we're trying to understand, of course, what this stuff is.
There's a translucency, like it's like a varicella. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Totally.
Pustule. It's when you can see through it and you can see the you can see sort of a woven structure. That tells me it's some kind of life form. This thing is interesting to me.
Look at that.
What is this is going to be interesting.
It seems like whatever's falling out of the sky. Okay, I mean, you and I both know there's got to be a certain amount of dust and pollen and dirt particles and things like that. Like that's normal. But what I keep seeing with this and noting that a lot of people keep getting sick with this mysterious fog is I keep seeing. I mean, you tell me, Jane, things that look like life forms or that were once life forms. Is that consistent with what you're seeing?
Yeah. I mean, we certainly can't see it in real time. Obviously, it's a fog. It just looks like, water vapor. But it's important to look at the stuff under the microscope. And, we can never just look under the microscope, whether it's the COVID shots or, this material that accumulates after, being exposed to whatever is falling in the sky for six months. We can't seem to, do microscopy without seeing very abnormal, never before seen, or at least rarely seen. I would like to, I'm hoping that maybe someone will weigh in that has, like parasitology experience, like a Dr. Lee Merritt, somebody we could trust.
Yeah, you know, that's a great idea.
That. Yeah, we might want to have her take a look.
It's an entire area of knowledge to know what you're looking at under the microscope. But, and you and I are not expert, you know, microscopy experts, let's say. But we can make some observations. Like, look, we can see the striations, we can see the strands, we can see things that are clearly not just, you know, dust particles. I mean, what are all these shapes and objects and these connecting strands between these things? Like this object, you know, this isn't a piece of pollen, right? It's not a dust particle. Right. This is something else entirely.
It looked like an insect structure, a head, you know, that black eye-like structure. I'm not suggesting it's an eye. I just mean there's a center in the middle of the black round area, and then the rest of it has sort of a, you know, the design, the sort of the structure itself has an insect-like appearance to it, you know, like the bones, if you will.
Yeah, totally.
But those yellow egg-like structures, they seem to be, that's interesting. They seem to be repetitive in this sample anyway.
Yeah, let's see if we can spot some more of those and take a closer look. Like there's a spherical
globule. Ooh, there's a good one.
Globule. What's interesting to me is, like, look at all this. I mean, clearly, you know, that these are life forms, right? I mean, obviously. Look at these.
It looks multicellular. I mean, can we see? Is this at the magnification of a cell? Oh my gosh, that's really of concern, Mike.
Well, this is right now at, is that all the way? Yeah, that's 2000x, right? So
wow.
So those are about the size of red blood cells right there.
See, this is what Dr. Young-Mi Lee, the lead investigator on the Pfizer and Moderna incubation study, this is what she would call the sproutings, those tons of little, you know, bubbly things that would incubate over time. They would develop. I'm not saying that it's the same thing, but we're struggling to see patterns and repetition so that we can categorize things.
Okay, here's a shot.
Yeah.
Look at this one. Right? So,
I mean,
again, each one of those is about the size of a red blood cell. Because I've looked at blood under here too. It's about the same size.
You can rule out the certain things based on your experience, right, Mike? Like you could say this is definitely not, you know, ragweed. It's not pollen, right?
Well, look, I mean, I'm not a botanist, so no, I don't know what every part of every plant looks like under a microscope. I'm just saying that for sure this is not just dust particles. I mean, clearly, these were once living, right? And they're so something living seems to be coming out of the sky in a much larger amount than what we grew up with, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm looking at the plastic sheet here, and it is hard to see through. I'm actually gonna pull the plastic sheet. Okay, I'm gonna hold it up in front of the camera
here.
Yeah. All right, so this is what the sheet looks like that I have under the microscope. I've made a mark on it here to try to mark a specific area. That's what this black mm-hmm. mark is. That's with my magic marker. But and you sent me a lot of this, Jane. So, I mean, I could spend hours, you know, looking at this and trying to figure out what this stuff is. Let me zoom back out.
You probably have one of the best samples, you know, quantity wise of anybody in the country right now, because nobody else is, you know, putting tarps there. And Mike, let me just say this. I want to point something out. This tarp, there are neighbors on both sides of me that are growing above ground boxes, and they've got their herbs and their spinach and their pepper plants. And you can't see this on the plants, which is actually more concerning.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't like their plants' leaves have all this on it because they didn't use the plastic tarp.
Right.
And it's going into the soil, whatever it is, and it could be rejuvenating itself in the soil. It could be waiting for other chemicals that are going to be dropped. Here you have three. Look at this. You have three, you know, a bunch of these yellow egg-like things. Are they're almost like parasite.
They're all doubles. Look, here's a cluster. Let me zoom in here. Look, they're all doubles.
They're all double. They kind of bend over itself.
They do.
Let's look in between.
Okay. All right. Which one of these interests you the most?
One of them that, like, there's one down there in the center bottom.
Okay.
See it?
Let me bring it up.
If we could look in to that in dividing space, we might see something. Oh, that's scary, Mike.
We might find the Epstein files in there if we zoom in enough. That's where Pam Bondi's been hiding them. Let's see.
Exactly. Mike, here's the interesting thing. Let me characterize this with you. Maybe a little more sharpness, but
it's hard.
There's a translucence, there's a consistent network inside of these things. I mean, when I say network, I mean visually. I don't know if it's a network of something in terms of conduction or anything like that. But there certainly is
a
network
cow.
Visually.
Look, it's got a nodule out of the side of itself. Do you see that little nodule coming out? That's at a different depth. There we go.
Wow. Okay, there's a lot here, Mike.
There's like multiple layers. This is archaeology, pretty much. Like, we have to dig layer by layer. Ah, so that's 2000X right now.
Okay, so there are two things, big things to know. Boy, those eggs are, I'm going to have nightmares about those tonight. Seriously, and they're bulbous. You know what they remind me of? They remind me, I'm going to tell you what they remind me of. In 2021, when La Quinta Columna got the electron microscope and they looked at the molecular structure of the graphene oxide, it was these black, bulbous things like these little yellow eggs that we're looking at.
Oh, yeah.
But it was black, translucent, and inside was this webbing that exactly the same pattern I'm seeing in these yellow eggs. Just going to say that for observation's sake.
Yeah, right. So the question is, I mean, we know that the United States government on Plum Island created Lyme disease, right? We know that the United States government was involved in the vaccine weaponization with SARS-CoV-2. We know that, you know, like screwworms and other agricultural bioweapons have been researched and built by the United States government. There's no question about that. Now, that doesn't prove that what we are looking at is a bioweapon, obviously, but it does open up the possibility that they're dropping something on Florida and maybe other cities that is designed to infect and to sicken people so they can push a pandemic narrative.
Sure.
Right?
Sure, and you have a huge elderly population here. They're gonna be very sensitive to rapidly developing illness or what they're told is. And you know, I've always believed that SARS-CoV-2 was, there was no virus, but there, in my opinion, there was a gain-of-function organism or some kind of mechanism that they were able to make enough people sick in pockets to be able to drive the story with the red, scary bubble map that Bill Gates developed and paid for at Johns Hopkins to scare people into thinking that something was becoming a pandemic.
I agree.
They're clearly dropping. Look, if you look at the National Oceanic atmospheric agency, they come right out and tell you, they're very bold about it. They have they just gave literally $1 trillion to an NGO called University Corporation. It's not a university, it's not, I guess it's a corporation, and $1 trillion, Mike, to develop more of stratospheric aerosol, you know, dropping stuff from the sky to deflect the sun. That's just one program.
Right.
Talking about climate change and controlling all this decades ago, we just said, yeah, right, you're all kooks. You're all climate change kooks. But the truth of the matter is they've been doing it all along and funding it and growing it. And they're using Florida universities, Mike. I just learned that today.
Oh, of
FSU,
course.
University of Florida, they're getting billions of dollars in grants to look the other way and do this stuff. And they're proud. Okay, that was
look
a great
this.
Shock.
Right. So
let's go back to that.
These same like dark stems coming out of these diploid masses, whatever they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, the University of Florida was also heavily involved in pushing GMOs as well. So they've always been about, you know, weaponizing technology against humankind. Now, let me, you see that blue shiny piece of plastic or something?
Well, they look like plastic.
I'm at 2000X. That's the max here. And you can see that in the center, it's the different colors. It's either a crystalline type of structure or it's a plastic type of structure. I've seen a lot of microplastics in, you know, biosludge samples and things like that, and in food samples and salt.
How can we determine if those yellow egg-like things are a life form or an egg of something like a parasite or even a seed, you know, component? Or is there some way you can?
No, that would just require an expert who knows what they're looking at here, you know. There's probably some guy in some university somewhere that knows exactly what this is. We just don't know who that guy is.
Can I ask you the $10 million question?
Yeah.
What's your thought and your idea on the question of if the government, NOAA, USDA, the military, they are breathing it in. Their loved ones are down here. It's not like they've got them on another planet. I mean, are they all woke and believing they're doing something good?
Well,
it's a hard question, isn't it?
I think that there are a lot of people that are obediently going along with the narrative, and they're being commanded to release, like Dr. Lee Merritt talks about, contact poisons or weaponized peptides, essentially, you know, protein sequences that are not alive. They're not viruses. They're not bacteria, but they're toxic peptides. And as you know, many peptides can be absorbed through the skin, or they can certainly be inhaled, and then they pass through, you know, the lung barrier especially nasal passages. They can go into blood, and these peptides can be engineered in order to cause symptoms that send people to the hospital. Now, and then they say it's an outbreak. Now look at this one, Jane. This, we have a lot more of these striations here. There's one of those, like, diploid egg structures, we're calling it.
Yeah.
But behind it is all these fibers, and what looks
very
like
fibrous.
Maybe it could be algae, right? Those could be algal spores, or not spores, but I mean algal cells, maybe fungal spores.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that diploid egg structure again. Like, what is that?
Gosh. That is a strange looking thing.
And look how it's connected with structures on the side. You see those?
Is it connected to those strands?
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the two side walls. There, you can see the side walls.
Oh, yeah, that is. Yes. It's almost stretchy looking.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's some kind of a life form structure, right? Clearly. That doesn't appear like that just spontaneously, randomly in nature. Something built it. And then right next to it here, look at this. You know, look at all this yummy stuff.
It's so crazy.
Glad I had lunch before we were filming this. What do you make of this?
Things. I mean,
that's a great image right there. Let me center that. There we go. Are you seeing that?
Yes. It's like beetle-like material in those two brown ones. It's like crusty beetle-like.
Beetlejuice.
No, your best line was, maybe we'll find the Epstein files in here. one of those eggs.
So here's another exactly the same kind of thing.
And there's an egg. I mean, a diploid egg structure in there. Let's look
focus.
At that.
Yeah. There we go. There it is. There's a side view of that egg that we were just looking at, okay? Or the egg-like structure. So let me zoom in. This is footage for the next Aliens movie right here.
I know.
So, and this, again, this is falling out of the sky in Florida.
Right, in the West Palm Beach area. Let me ask you a question. At this magnification, is this something you would breathe in and not notice?
Oh,
or would it be?
Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't see these. You wouldn't see them at all. I mean, these are.
They probably wouldn't even trigger a sneeze reflex then.
No.
They
I mean, again,
right
these are the size of red blood cells. So I don't know. Let's look that up. How big are red blood cells? Let's find out.
They're actually pretty big in the world of microscopy, but that's a relative statement.
Six to eight micrometers.
And what would you say those structures are that you just looked at?
So I'm going to estimate then that these are 25 microns.
25, okay.
Across. 25 microns across is my estimation. In other words, in width.
And the little structures around them, like the little dark brown things with their, you know, little network and all that, those would be like a half to a third of that. So they would easily be inhalable without being recognized.
Absolutely. All of this is inhalable and, you know, practically undetectable with the human eye.
Well, let me ask you this, because I know the audience is thinking this, and we've got you here. Let's ask the question. Next time around, what is a better way for me and other people to collect what I sent you? Like, what would have been, like the tarps turned me on to the fact that it's happening, but what would be a better way to collect?
A better way would be to use a material that I can easily dissolve in water.
Okay.
Or that I can dissolve in a common solvent, like methanol or ethanol or IPA, something like that. Maybe there are materials like that. I know, like in our lab, we have something called ghost wipes, and the ghost wipes actually that would be perfect for this. You know what? I should talk to my tech about that. So the ghost wipes are designed so that you can wipe a surface, and then when you put them into nitric acid, the ghost wipes dissolve, leaving behind just the sample that you wiped up.
Is that something I could find online, these ghost wipes? And then after a month maybe, then wipe down these tarps and just keep collecting it that way?
You know, they're probably on Amazon. Let me check. But
yeah,
we should be doing this, actually. That might be the easiest way for us.
Yeah.
Let me just check for ghost wipes. Yeah, here they are. They're on Amazon right next to Dude Wipes, which is not the same thing. Here's Ghost Wipes, $300. And then here's Dude Wipes, which are flushable wipes. That's something different, apparently.
Okay.
Rags in a Box, Supreme Wipes. No, Ghost Wipes is what we're talking about here.
Ghost Wipes. $345.
Yeah,
wow.
So you don't want to spend that. That's crazy.
Well, we might be able to get them in a smaller amount.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We may have some of these at the labs. Let me check with my tech, because I think we stock these for surface testing, and we can probably use this. But in any case, you know, the bottom line here is that this is kind of the opening chapter of an investigation. And Jane, I want to thank you for sending me these samples and, you know, having faith in our ability to take a look at it and for joining me here. Who knows what we're going to find?
Yeah, and I want to thank you back, Mike, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have gained so much information on the embalmer clots 2 years ago. And even though we don't have 100% answers, if you could have found it, you would have. But you gave us so much on it. So I'm happy to be part of this. And just let me know what else I can do to support it. And thanks for the phase one of this.
Absolutely.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah. I would say get some kind of like a fresh new plastic that's totally clean.
I did.
You did? Okay.
You don't think I sent you those and left my poor plants vulnerable to what I now know is poison. No, I waited till the new ones came, put them on, and then said, okay, these are going to Mike.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
that'll be perfect. So we can collect off those. We can take another look, and maybe somebody watching this will know what those diploid egg looking structures are. maybe is there some form of pollen that looks like that that you've ever seen?
I'd love to know. I'd love to know. And they could send it to me at my public email, which is realdrjaneruby@proton.me. And Mike, if you want to give them wherever they could send it online to you to let you know that they have it, if you want to.
Well, actually, first I want to ask you to give out your website and how people can follow you, because you're on sure. X and other sites. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm on X and Telegram, RealDrJaneRuby. Make sure it's that's the one with the blue check, because I have about 15 imposters and some of them are mean and they're not me. and Rumble is where you'll find all my shows, and Coffee Chats, where I spill a lot of the tea and my take on things. So it's Rumble is rumble.com/DrJaneRuby. It's not hard to find me anymore. Just throw it in the, you know, the search engine and
DrJaneRuby.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Jane. And look, if you find any more answers, let me know. But what we'll do is, once we can gather enough of a sample, we'll do the ICP-MS test. We'll get some metals results. I'll share those results with you, and then I'll ask you to come back on and we can talk about those results. Whatever they are.
Yep. We're partners again in this. So I appreciate it so much, Mike.
Thank you
again.
All right. Well, have a great day. And thank you for joining me today. It's been fun.
You too. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
God bless.
Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
And thank you all of you for watching. I hope you found that interesting. It's just the beginning of this investigation. You know, we're using the tools of science to find out what they are doing to us by dropping things out of the air or chemtrails spraying or releasing bioweapons or who knows what they're doing. But a lot of people are getting sick from very mysterious causes, and we are trying to find out the answers so that we can help save lives and empower people with knowledge of how to protect themselves from whatever's happening. So I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, and thank you for watching today. God bless you all. Take care. It's that time of the year again to grow your own food, because of course there's nothing healthier and more nutritious than your own homegrown food. And we have partnered again with the Arc Seed Kit Company, and we carry their product line, which is just an extraordinary product line of heirloom non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds that have very high germination rates. We've got them on our website right now, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And you can get the all-in-one seed kit here, which has about 50,000 seeds. I think it's 70 different varieties. You can get the backyard seed kit, which is a smaller version of that. Or you can get 5 kits for the price of 4 and share with your neighbors, friends, or church, or community members with this Prepper Special, which they put together just for us. So ARC, A-R-K, stands for Agricultural Resource Kit. And if you can show a shot on my desk here, it shows you some of the seeds that are in the kit. And this comes in a 4-inch PVC, so it's rodent-proof, and it's sealed from oxygenation. And we're talking about high-protein varieties, as you can see there, and it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds, okay? We're talking about beans and corn. Some of the beans have, you know, a couple hundred seeds in there per pack. The packs are well filled. Again, it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds. This is actually food that you can live on. High protein varieties for different growing zones. There's a guide that's included with it. Different growing zones with instructions and a lot of know-how that goes into this. And even the seed selection itself, it takes years of experience to know the right combination that and just helps a family survive and grow food relatively easily and efficiently. So that's what the ARC Seed Kit is all about. So again, check it out at healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And then also show on my desk here, show what it looks like. Yeah, you see there's the 4-inch tube that it comes in. That's for the all-in-one seed kit. Very rugged, durable. And then the backyard seed kit is in the gold pouch there. That's more affordable and has a subset of those seeds. There's also the seed growing guide there that is available separately. But thank you for supporting us and for supporting the ARC Seed Kit Company, and also for supporting yourself in terms of your own self-reliance and your homesteading dreams, which can be coming true with More heirloom seeds. Remember, you can save the seeds generation after generation. So they're not GMO, they're not hybrid. This is heirloom seeds for seed saving and even for storing as a future form of possible barter, like currency. Seeds can be currency. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. Thank you for supporting us.